Blog Talk Radio.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper.
Just say one.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise be to the all-wise, wonderful, living God in the name of Jesus. I'm Elder David Ambrose Shaw of David and Diane Ministry and Friends, where we come forth continuing bringing you anointed word of God. We come forth in the name of Jesus, reading the word of God from Genesis to Revelation. Amen. We come forth on that on Monday through Friday. Praise God. Monday through Friday at 6 o'clock Central Standard Time. Now, Central Standard Time is when we come on to the reading of the word. Yet sometimes situations transpire, praise God, that allow us to continue to come on, though it might be a few minutes later. Occasionally, at times, my wife, Lady Diane Shaw, who is truly anointed and a special, awesome woman of God, she comes with the word and reading the word of God as well. So in the name of Jesus, we ask that each and every person out there listening by way of YouTube, Skype, Blog Talk, and into the archives, we pray in the name of Jesus that you continue to support the ministry and association with listening to our word Monday through Friday as we read, 6 o'clock Central Standard Time. And then on Sundays, praise God, we do come with the word at 1 o'clock Central Standard Time. Amen. Unless otherwise, Father, let you know if there's anything else that comes up. Amen. Amen. Just continue to pray for us. Pray. And we've asked that if you desire to support our ministry, praise God, we do have a PayPal where we can go through Shaw, S-H-A-W, David, 1968, at yahoo.com. That's Shaw, David, 1968, at yahoo.com. Praise God. And if you choose to support us in any way, we use the donations and support that you have for us is for the radio ministry as well as helping out with the homeless and the hungry. My wife is very diligent and working towards, as we speak, with women growing in the ministry or in issues in their lives. And God, this is a good God, and he used this anointed woman of God to not only care for a 96-year-old mother, actually just turned 97 on yesterday, praise God. And we prayed, and we had a wonderful time in worshiping and bringing in her birthday. We also have she takes care of a 78-year-old sister. Amen. She's bedridden with praise God, feeding to 24-hour oxygen, both mother as well as sister. You see, she does extreme work. We just ask in the name of Jesus that you continue to pray for us in the ministry here at Miami of Hope and Deliverance, as well also with David and Diane Ministry and Friends. Praise God, that people continue to get the word of God with truth and effectiveness. In Jesus' name. Because as we stand, we know and we believe that all things work together for the good of those that love the Lord and call according to his purpose. In the name of Jesus. Romans 8:28. That's how we stand. That's how we live. Before we go any further, praise God. I'm Elder David Ambrose Shaw of David and Diane Ministry and Friend. And once again, we thank you. Each and every one of you, we see you out there, Los Angeles, California. Hallelujah. God bless you. Appreciate you joining us on today. Chicago, Illinois, 708. Praise God. We also are 402. That's Nebraska, in that area. Praise God. God bless you. And we also give praise, honor, and glory to God, who's the head of my life. He is truly in control. Yes, he is. In spite of our wrongs and our faults, God is there. Mercy, grace is sufficient. And we have to acknowledge just for today that grace, just for today, that mercy, just for today. We have to live for today, just for today. Praise God, because tomorrow is not promised. Amen. And we recognize, according to the word of God, the book of Matthew, don't worry about tomorrow, but take heed of those things that are sufficient for the day, and let tomorrow worry about itself. It's so well placed and put. Are you hearing? Are you listening to the word of God? For as we continue reading from Deuteronomy, this point on today, and we continue to move forward through Revelation, God is revealing so much. Once again, as I mentioned, I'm going to honor God who's the head of my life. I honor my wife, Lady Diane Shaw, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We want to thank all those, once again, listening by way of YouTube, Skype, Blog Talk, Twitter, AOL, the archive, or even though I see you those that are listening live. God bless you once again, each and every one of you. We're going forth with the continued reading out of the book of Deuteronomy. Amen. We're in the, the 20th chapter. Praise God. Praise God. We've gone through the desert. We've gone through the wilderness. God's given instructions. He's given an ordinance, commandments, given rules of how we ought to be and how we ought to live. And the main thing that God lets us know in the name of Jesus are the two most powerful, though it's all wonderful and it's all real and it's true. But the first two commandments acknowledges that we ought to love the Lord thy God with all of our mind, heart, soul, and strength. And then we also must not have any other gods before him. Those are the commandments. Two of the one of the most powerful commandments that are acknowledged on today. Praise God. So let's continue to move forward as we read. We've gone through the word, praise God, in the book of Deuteronomy. We talked about the blessings of obedience. Amen. It talks about the blessing of the obedience. It says, it lets us know that we are to love thee. We are to bless thee. He'll multiply. He'll bless our fruits of the womb and increase in thy kind, in their family, in the sheep, everything that we have, because we're being obedient to God's word, the commandments that Moses received from Mount Sinai, in the name of Jesus, when he went through 40 days and 40 nights, praise God, as God wrote with his hand on the tablets of the stone that gave the commandments to the people, in the name of Jesus. He gave them first to Moses, and Moses was to bring them to present it to the people. But when he came down, praise God, what did he see? They were partying, kicking it. And not only that, they got so impatient, they made a golden calf. They took all their riches, all their valuables, in reference to their gold and silvers and all that, and melted it together. They brought it together and made one big golden calf. You see, how often have we done that in society today, where we place the God over God, whereas we made golden calves, where it might be in our jobs, it might be in our wives, it might be in our husbands, it might be in our money, it might be whatever it is outside of the Almighty God is your God, that's what you've constructed and erected in your life today. God lets us know the most imperative thing we ought to do. We ought to fear the Lord. We ought to obey the Lord. And it's him who we trust. The word of God says in the commandments that we ought to love no other God before him. The word of God says that we ought to love the Lord that God with all of our mind, heart, soul, and strength. So we have no time for all that stuff out there in the world today. Pandemics, crack cocaine, prostitution, Listen, living in that lifestyle in the name of Jesus is just not acceptable today. We have to put God above all, because God is in all, the creator of heaven and earth. So we ought to praise him and worship him and acknowledge him. And this is where we come up to this point in the book of Deuteronomy. It shows the blessings of the obedience, when you are obedient to the word of God, to his ordinances. And we talked about a good land to be possessed. That's how we are to possess this land. If we obey God's word, we ought to recognize that the Lord will destroy the nations that are like Canaan. You know, Canaan was a very stiff-necked nation. You see, we have to recognize that we continue to be stiff-necked, we too will be destroyed and not enter into the promised land flowing with milk and honey. We read about, praise God, Israel's rebellion at Herod. We recognize the disobedience. We recognize the importance of standing true to God's word when you provoke him in the name of Jesus to anger. These things transpire and happen throughout time. And just like they can do on today, are you wondering and you're questioning why your situation is the way it is? Let me ask you this question. Who are you with? Amen. So God is with me. God is with me, for me, and allows me to continue to be humble in his sight. For God's grace is sufficient. Yet when we were yet sinners, he sent his only begotten son. Amen. We look right now, as we continue to move forward in the book of Deuteronomy, we read through where it talks about the second tablet of stone. For at the time when Moses came off the hill, off the mountain, he seen all that debauchery and all that sin that was transpiring out there. And when he seen the golden calf, he took the stones and he threw it at the calf that they erected out of gold. And the tables that had the commandments on it destroyed that calf. But yet later, we read that God gave him a new commandment. He gave new tables of commandments. He reprinted them. That was the first copywriter in the world at that time. God's hand, rewriting the table that held the commandments. And then we recognize, praise God, as we read that they erected, or actually they built an ark. So this time those tablets that had the commandments on them went into the ark. Amen. Along with manna that fell from heaven. Now, we also read how, praise God, the power and the anointing of God allowed them to go 40 years without any diseases or sicknesses or death. Amen. Many made it through the wilderness. Many may not make it into the promised land, but they made it through the wilderness. That was God's promise. Many of you today have to recognize God promised you to give you the opportunity in the name of Jesus to choose on today. God gave us that opportunity. Amen. So when he said Jesus Christ died and we have a chance to receive Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, believe in our heart and confess with our mouth, and we don't, would be just like those that were back in day as Moses came out of Mount Sinai with the tablets. Many of us out in society today are choosing to turn our backs on God would live the riotous and debauchery in society, giving in to the negativities of drinking and drugging and whoremugging and prostitution and all that negative lifestyle and whatever your ice might be. We need to recognize on today, God is the way by sending his son into this world for us to receive and choose that he's the truth and the light. And the only way to get to the Father is through the Son. Now we'll read and recognize through the stories we have gone through and we've seen them. God gives us understanding to the requirements, what he requires in that of the foreskin, circumcision. Some people need circumcision in their life from the old man to the new. We recognize, praise God, as we continue forth. We look back to the greatness of the Lord. We look and understand the blessings of the promised land that he said unto us. And God lets us know that there's only one place of worship. Amen. One place of worship. To understand and observe the statutes and judgments that God hands down from heaven on high. The high mountains and upon the hills and under every green tree, God will destroy if we do not choose to worship and loyal to him. Anything we put before God becomes our God. And to here, today, to now, will be destroyed. Just as it had in the past. He lets us know about idolatry. He gives us warning. Lets us know not to put anything before God. But those things become our idols. Those things become our gods. When we choose to want to do the things of the world, the way in which the world does and how in which the world does, we get out of the ordinances and out of the direction that God has directed for us to do. There's a set of responsibilities that we as men and women of God and those who possess of the understanding and acceptance of God have the responsibility to do the right thing the right way. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you as we give you praise, honor, and glory for who you are and all of what you've done. Hallelujah. Father God, we want to say thank you. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy, your love. Thank you for patience. Thank you for love. That's greater. Thank you. That gives us your mercy and your grace for another day. Just for today. We give you praise, honor, and glory for who you are and all of what you've done in Jesus' name. Amen. So as we've gone through all of what we have associated with the idolatry and what have you, God lets us know that there's clean and unclean food we have to be mindful of. There's a law of tithing. That's very imperative of 10% of God's blessing unto you with either that of your increase in jobs or in the field of your items or whatever it is that you increase, that God bless your increase. We owe to God 10%. So be mindful as to the call of God. He lets us know the year of release in the name of Jesus. And he talks about the three appointed feasts. Amen. Of unleavened bread. And praise God. We talk about that. And we talked about, praise God, the heave offering. Amen. Amen. He talk about much of the praise offering. Amen. You know, So we acknowledge these as we go through our walk with Christ, the ordinances and obedience that we have to do unto him. And then we talk about patrons of the Levites, tribe of Levi. These are the ones in which shall not have any part of the inheritance with Israel. They shall not the offerings of the Lord that are made by fire in his inheritance. We recognize those things that if you separate yourself from the family and body of God, of Christ, see, you're going to be left behind. You're going to be left behind because if you're not going to be about God, then who you're with? In Jesus' name. And as we continue forth, praise God, we recognize about God promises a prophet that's like Moses. He lets us know ahead of time what's going to transpire. Now, this is back when Moses was bringing them out, letting the people know it's time to go. This is where we have to recognize today that God lets us know in the name of Jesus that we have a way that is not known to man. We have to recognize the spirit and truth of the word of God. Why you got a chance today? And we pick up in Deuteronomy chapter 20, which is where we are now, talk about laws concerning war. They warred a lot back in those days. As many of you here are warring a lot, even if it's that amongst your family, amongst your government, situation amongst the police, there's warring in that. There's much war going on in society today. Who you with? If I were to give a message on today with the title, it would be, who you with, who you serve on today? Are you worshiping that drink and that alcohol? Are you worshiping that drug? Are you worshiping that pornography or that lifestyle? Are you worshiping that is not of God? Or are you worshiping God, seeking his faith diligently, worshiping him with all your mind, heart, soul, and strength? Recognizing in the book of Proverbs 3:5, that I trust Lord. Bible says, Proverbs 3:5, trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not unto your own understanding. But in all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Come on, somebody, let's get an understanding. Who you with? So once again, as we continue forth with the time we have remaining on this day of Friday, we want to say God bless you for joining us, because this is the day that the Lord has made and we will rejoice and be glad in it. I really will be happy and thankful for you guys to call in and give your opinion. Ask a prayer. We're there for you. We love you. And we give God praise, honor, and glory for who he is and all of what he's done. Amen. Amen. So praise God. We're going to continue in this book of Deuteronomy. And as we do this, we will open up the mics afterwards. If there be anyone who desires prayer or comment of any sort, in the name of Jesus. Once again, I want to quickly mention mother joined 97 years of age on yesterday. And her daughter, who is the oldest, I believe, of her children, is turning 79, I believe. And these two have been extended on life. Oh, my God. It's just nothing but blessings. God's blessing. Amen. And Lady Diane has been the instrument in Jesus' name. Without any further ado, let's move forward. Deuteronomy chapter 20. Be blessed. when thou goest out to battle against thy enemies, and seest horses and chariots and the people more than thou, be not afraid. For the Lord thy God is with thee, which brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. And it shall be, when ye are come anigh unto the battle, that the priest shall approach and speak unto the people, and shall say unto them, Hear, O Israel! Ye approach this day unto battle against your enemies. Let not your hearts faint. Fear not, and do not trouble, neither be ye terrified because of them. For the Lord thy God is he that goeth with you to fight for you against your enemies, to save you. And the officers shall speak unto the people, saying, What man is there that has built a new house and have not dedicated it? Let me go and return to his house, lest he die in the battle, and another man dedicated it. And what man is he that hath planted a vineyard and hath not yet eaten of it? Let him also go and return unto his house, lest he die in the battle, and another man eat of it. And what man is there that hath betrothed a wife and hath not taken her? Let him go and return unto his house, lest he die in the battle, and another man take her. And the officers shall speak further unto the people, and they shall say, What man is there that is feared and faint-hearted? Let him go and return unto his house, lest his brother's heart faint as he well as his heart shall be. When the officers have made an end of speaking unto the people, and there shall be captains of the armies to lead the people, when thou comest nigh unto the city to fight against it, then proclaim peace unto it. And it shall be, if it make thee answer of peace, and open unto thee, when it shall be that all the people that is found therein should be carried unto thee, and there shall serve thee. And if it will make no peace with thee, what will make war against thee, then thou shalt besiege it. And when the Lord thy God hath delivered it into thy hands, thou shalt smite every male thereof with the edge of the sword. But the woman and the little ones and the cattle and all that is in the city, even all the spoil thereof, shall thou take unto thyself. And thou shalt eat the spoil of thine enemies, which the Lord thy God hath given thee. Thus shalt thou do unto all the cities which are very far off from thee, which are not of the cities of these nations, but of the cities of these people, which the Lord thy God doth give thee for an inheritance. I shall save alive nothing that breatheth. Thou shalt utterly destroy them, namely the Hittites, and the Amorites, and the Canaanites, and the Perizzites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites, as the Lord thy God hath commanded thee, that they teach ye not to do after all the abominations which they have done unto their gods. So should ye sin against the Lord your God? When thou shalt besiege the city a long time, in making war against it, to make it, thou shalt not destroy the trees thereof by forcing an axe against them. Or they may eat of them, and thou shalt not cut them down. For the tree of the field is man's life, to employ them in a siege. Only the trees which thou knowest that they be not trees for me, thou shalt destroy and cut them down, and thou shalt build bulwarks against the city that maketh war with thee until it be subdued. Chapter 21. If one be found slain in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee to possess it, lying in the field, and it be not known unto him, slain him. Who? Then thy elders and thy judges shall come forth, and they shall measure unto the cities which are round about him that is slain. And it shall be that the cities which is next unto the slain man, even the elders of the city, shall take a heifer which hath not been rout yet, with that in which hath not drawn in the yoke. And the elders of the city shall bring down the heifer unto the low valley, which is neither eared nor sold, and shall strike of the heifer's neck there in the valley. And the priests, the sons of Levi, shall come near. For them the Lord thy God has chosen to minister unto him, and to bless in the name of the Lord. And by their word shall every controversy and every stroke be tried, and all the elders of the city that are not unto the slain man shall wash their hands over the heifer that is beheaded in the valley. And they shall answer and say, our hands have not shed this blood, neither have our eyes seen it. Be merciful, O Lord, unto thy people Israel, whom thou hast redeemed, and lay not innocent blood unto thy people of Israel charge, and the blood shall be forgiven them. So shalt thou put away the guilt and innocent blood from among you, when thou shalt do that which is right in the sight of the Lord. When thou goest forth to war against thine enemies, the Lord thy God hath delivered them into thine hand, and thou hast taken them captive, and seest among the captives a beautiful woman, and hast a desire unto her, that thou wouldest have her to be thy wife, that thou shalt bring her home to thine house, and she shall shave her head and par her nails, and she shall put the raiment of her captivity from her off, and shall remain in thy house and bewail her father and her mother a full month. And after that, thou shalt go in unto her and be her husband, and she shall be his wife. And it shall be, if thine have no delight in her, then thou shalt let her go whither she will. but thou shalt not sell her. Thou shalt not make merchandise of her, because thou hast humbled her. If a man hath two wives, one beloved and another hated, if they have borne him children, both the beloved and the hated, and if the firstborn son be hers that was hated, then it shall be when he maketh his sons to inherit that which he hath, that he may not make that son of the beloved firstborn before the son of the hated, which is indeed the firstborn. But he shall acknowledge the son of the hated for the firstborn by giving him a double portion of all that he has. For he is the beginning of his strength, the right of the firstborn, his son. If a man have a stubborn and rebellious son, which will not obey the voice of his father or the voice of his mother, and that when they have chastened him will not hearken unto them, then shall his father and his mother lay hold on him and bring him out unto the elders of the city and unto the gate of his place. And they shall say unto the elders of the city, this our son is stubborn and rebellious, and he will not obey our voice. A glutton and a drunkard, and all the men of his city shall stone him with stones, and he die. So shalt thou put evil away from among you, and all Israel shall hear and fear. And if a man have committed a sin worthy of death, and he be, and thou hang him on a tree, his body shall not remain all night until the tree. But he shall in any wise bury him that day. For he that is hanged as accursed by God, that thy land be not defiled, which the Lord thy God giveth thee for an inheritance. Praise God. That concludes the reading of Deuteronomy 21. And we will be picking this back up on Monday. Now, Monday at 6 o'clock Central Standard Time, we'll be coming back on, picking up back on Deuteronomy 22nd chapter. Amen. Amen. It's an awesome reading how we've gone through what we've gone through and acknowledge what we have. But we thank you for joining. In the name of Jesus. And once again, I'm Elder David Ammo Shaw, David and Diane Ministry and Friends. And once again, I'm truly honored in Jesus' name to be coming forth with the book of Deuteronomy on this evening, because there's power in his word. That we shall not take the Lord thy God, the name, in vain. We have to acknowledge him with all of my heart, soul, and strength, that we love him and trust them. The mics are open. If there's anyone there that have a comment of any sort of like prayer, we're open. We have a few seconds.
Hello.
15. Hey, praise God. Praise God. Go right ahead. Yes, ma'am.
Thanks. Yeah, I really enjoyed it. Wow. I enjoyed the Bible reading. Came upstairs. You know, I'm normally always occupied taking care of Mom and Ruby and things, but today was a wonderful day. I actually had a chance to be here from the beginning to the end. Wow, what a great appetite of word going forth. I really appreciate it. And, you know, when you was reading and you were very theatrical, I was like, wow, that doesn't sound like my husband. I want to go and peek and see who is that guy. But it was really cool. It kind of reminds me of that other guy. I forgot his name. What is his name? The actor that does it is really good. And it really kind of. What's his name? But it makes you feel like you like.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, but it makes you feel like you like the right thing. But it really makes you feel like you're right there. It's just so anointing, so powerful. So, and it was like, you know, listening to you read the word, it was like, wow. You know, it's like a storybook like no other storybook, because it's always, you know, God, you know, just keeps us, you know, in tune with step by step what's going on in every book of the Bible
right.
that you're reading.
Yes.
You know, and it's, when you think about it, it's like, wow, you know, you have people that done read the Bible several times. But it seems like when you read it again, it's like, wait a minute, I read it before.
Right.
I remember reading it. And it's almost like, and it's like, that's why you say it's a living Bible. It's alive.
That's exactly right. Amen.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it. God bless you.
God bless you, too. That is Lady Diane Shaw, my wife. And like I said, she is, it's wonderful that she takes the time and got the opportunity right now to come on to give extensive feedback and support on this show on this evening. But she's an extremely busy woman of God. Not only does she care for what's happening in the home from with the moms and with her sisters, but she also helps out with taking on more family members and making opportunity ready and available for them as well. And that's what we ought to do. So see in the name of Jesus. And as we continue to read the word of God, we see how the importance of sowing seed and obeying the word of God is in our life. So I really thank my wife for being my better half and standing by and continuing forth with what she does. That concludes our show for this evening. But once again, I thank you for joining us on today. And we'll be back again on Monday with reading of the Word of God. But we also come Sunday, this Sunday at 1 o'clock Central Standard Time. Oh, man, I need y'all to join in because we're coming with some power in the Word. But once again, I've never seen a righteous forsaken or a seed begging for bread. But I do know no weapon formed against me shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against me shall be silent. Be blessed.
No weapon.